Danielle's, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, January 10, 1904. Dear Brother Danielle's, this afternoon Willie has been reading me some letters that must be answered at once. We are very desirous that you and Brother Washburn shall attend the Nashville meeting. You should both act a part in that meeting. You should both bear a decided testimony to help matters in the southern field. Attending this meeting will help you in the future in your work of helping the brethren in the South. You will be able to speak and write more intelligently in regard to the work in the South. We are now to make determined efforts to draw together. We must not dishonor God by standing in disconnected companies. The oneness described in the wonderful prayer of Christ that is recorded in the 17th chapter of John should now be seen in our ranks. Sanctify them through thy truth, Christ prayed. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them, as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. For thou lovedst me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Verses 17-26. A new commandment I give unto you, Christ said again, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. John 13:34-35. Brother Danielle's, both you and Elder Washburn will be needed at the Nashville meeting. I wish that Elder Prescott could attend also, but I suppose that he will be needed in Washington. Brother Butler urges me to attend this meeting, but 2 years ago I nearly lost my life in making a trip to the East during the winter. And although I should like to attend the Nashville meeting as much as they would like to have me there, I dare not go. I dare not travel at this season of the year, and I cannot speak in heated rooms. When the camp meeting season comes, and if my brethren want me to attend some general meetings, I will try to do so, if my health will permit. I can speak in a tent or in the open air much more safely than in a heated building. We are all very busy trying to complete testimony number 8. We are trying to put into this book those things that will be of the greatest help to our people. Brother Danielle's, let us not become discouraged. To become dispirited and downhearted is not the least help to soul or body. Let us be calm and patient, and let us put our trust in the one who knows our necessities. I am determined not to cherish one thought of unbelief. The Lord is our strength. Let us live in dependence on Him, closing the windows of the soul earthward and opening them heavenward. Our spirits will be sweetened and cheered by the sunshine of Christ's righteousness. The word is full of exhortations to Israel to praise the Lord. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Psalm 105, verse 6, 3. Read the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy. It shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou wilt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall establish thee an holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, and walk in his ways. Verses 1-6, 9.
Everything in the universe calls upon those who know the truth to consecrate themselves unreservedly to the proclamation of the truth as it has been made known to them in the third angel's message. That which we see and hear in the world calls us to our duty. The working of satanic agencies calls every Christian to stand in his lot and place. Let us not allow ourselves to look on the dark side for a moment. God expects his redeemed heritage to sing his praise with gladness. Put not on an air of sadness, for the Lord is not glorified by unbelief and lamentation and woe. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord for his goodness and mercy and love.